And for those who may not know, what's the difference between a mammoth and a mastodon?
That's a common question we have. Mammoths are really, really closely related to modern elephants. They share a most recent common ancestor with modern elephants about 6 million years ago. They're a little more closely related to Asian elephants than to African elephants, but all three of those are very, very close relatives, very, very tight with one another. Mastodons are certainly broadly related to elephants, but they're a more distant relative of elephants. Their most recent common ancestor with elephants was going on 25 to 30 million years ago. And so even though they're big, they have tusks, they had a trunk, they have many of the aspects of elephant behavior, still they have important differences as well. They had different diets, different behaviors, other differences in their anatomy. So mammoths are the close relatives of elephants, mastodons the more distant relatives of elephants.
So that's an interesting part of this exhibit, is the interaction between mammoth and man.
Yes.
What was that? What do we know about that?
We know basically that mammoths were an important resource for ancient humans. Humans hunted them, killed them, butchered them. They depended on meat and hides and fat that they could acquire from the carcasses of these animals. So they must have realized how important these animals were to them, and yet somehow their predatory interaction with them seems to have, in the end, been an important part of what caused their extinction. And so we can ask questions about how this could have transpired, how they could have depended on them so and yet lost access to that resource through their own use of it. And now, on the one hand, I have to acknowledge that that this work is new. It's going to be interpreted somewhat differently by different folks, and there's a range of ideas about what caused the extinction. Not everyone would agree that human activity was the critical factor, but I think a lot of new evidence is suggesting that it was. And the question that raises for us is, how can we, how will we recognize the long-term consequences of our own actions within our environment? Do we always understand what some of those long-term consequences are? And if nothing else, this exhibit, I think, raises that question about us and our own interactions with the environment we enjoy today.
Would it be a safe assumption that if mammoths had not gone extinct for whatever reason, that we would have an elephant-like creature in North America?
Yes, absolutely, because there were actually two species of mammoths, three if you count the Channel Islands pygmies, living in North America up until just 10,000 years ago. And that's not even counting mastodons. If you throw mastodons in, there would be three elephant-like animals in North America. And there were yet others in South America. So some people say, yeah, but the environment changed. Where would they live? There's no place for them. Well, yes, the environment has changed, but they're really very adaptable, and they have very general diets. I don't think there's any question they could live here if only we'd let them live here.